Eleanor stood in the rain outside the nursing home, clutching the manila envelope that contained 50 years of lies. Inside, her mother, 93 years old and sharper than most people half her age, waited for a conversation that would change everything.
"You're soaking wet, my dear."
Her mother, Rose, looked up from her knitting as Eleanor entered the room.
"Did you bring the photographs I asked for?"
Eleanor sat down heavily, the envelope feeling like it weighed 1,000 pounds.
"Mom, we need to talk about Berlin, about what really happened in 1944.
Rose's hands stilled on her needles.
"What about Berlin?" "I know about Klaus Richter. I know about the work you did for the resistance."
Eleanor pulled out the first photograph, a young woman who looked exactly like her mother, standing next to a man in an SS uniform.
"I know about the information you passed to the Allies."
"Where did you get this?"
"The State Department. They've been declassifying files from the war. Your file is extensive." Eleanor's voice shook.
"Mom, they're calling you a hero. They want to give you a medal."
Rose set down her knitting and looked at her daughter with eyes that had seen too much.
"Heroes don't do what I did." "You saved lives. You helped end the war. I got people killed."
Rose's voice was barely above a whisper.
"Good people, brave people, people who trusted me."
Eleanor pulled out another photograph.
"Is this why you never talked about the war? Because of him?"
The second photograph showed the same SS officer, but this time he was in civilian clothes, holding a baby. A baby with Eleanor's eyes.
"That's impossible," Eleanor breathed. "Dad was American. He was stationed in London." "Your father was a good man who married a pregnant woman with secrets."
Rosa's voice was steady now, resigned.
"Harold never asked questions he didn't want answers to." "But this man, Klaus."
Eleanor stared at the photograph.
"He was a Nazi." "Klaus was my handler. He was also the father of my child."
Rose looked directly at her daughter.
"He was also the man I killed when I discovered he was going to expose the entire resistance network."
Eleanor's hands shook as she processed what she was hearing.
"You killed my biological father?" "I killed a man who would have sent dozens of good people to their deaths."
Rose picked up her knitting again, her movements mechanical.
"I killed him, and then I took his intelligence files and fled to London. That is where I met your father, the man who raised you, who loved you, who never needed to know the truth." "But I need to know," Eleanor whispered. "I need to know who I am."
Rose looked at her daughter with infinite sadness.
"You're the daughter of a woman who made impossible choices in impossible times. But there's more, Eleanor. There's something else you need to know about why I really sent you those photographs."
"What?"
"Klaus had a son from his first marriage. He survived the war, and he's been looking for me for 70 years.
Rosa's voice dropped to a whisper.
"He found me yesterday. He's coming here tomorrow.